This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com. This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
With so many people living in urban environments nowadays, it's inevitable that weird stuff is going to happen. But some of that weirdness leaves behind mysteries that not even Sherlock Holmes could solve. From pursuers in the sky to a phone number you should never call. Grab your magnifying glass as we puzzle our way through some of the strangest urban mysteries that nobody can solve. Life has its fair share of bumps in the road, but not all of them are quite as strange as one mysterious crater that appeared in Pembroke Pines, Florida in 2019. At first, locals figured it was just a particularly pesky pothole when it was spotted in the middle of Flamingo Road on January 30th, but it soon became apparent that there were hidden depths to this seemingly everyday road blockage. When road workers arrived to repair the hole, they peered inside to inspect the damage and were confronted with a truly bizarre discovery. Inside the hole, there seemed to be what looked like a power cable running towards the tree line on the side of the road. Once police were on the scene, they investigated further toward the tree line and were shocked to discover the entry point to a secret underground tunnel. Police traced the tunnel's route for 150 feet beneath the grass across Flamingo Road and onto the other side, where it abruptly came to a stop just yards away from a bank. After excavating the tunnel, FBI agents theorized that the burglars responsible were headed for Chase Bank's drive-through ATM machine, either to drill into it and remove its monetary contents, or to continue the tunnel right up below the bank itself for a full-blown bank heist. Measuring in at around 2 feet wide and 4 feet tall, the tunnel was just wide enough for a small person to crawl through on their stomach. As they continued digging for clues, police examined the hole and uncovered the tools that this would-be money mole was using for his holy heist. Close by the hole, police found more power cord, a winch, a small generator, a particularly buried wagon, and other tools. But despite the FBI being brought in on this one, it seems like no one has been able to get to the bottom of the mystery yet, and authorities are still left digging for clues. On April 30th, 2015, a Redditor by the name of Marcus Yallo posted a picture of a peculiar flyer that they spotted in Portland, Oregon. The flyer read, "Have you been having strange dreams? The Willamette Valley Dream Survey is investigating a recent spike in bizarre, unexplainable dreams." The poster signed off by asking the reader to call a mysterious phone number and tell them about any strange nighttime visions. Pretty strange, sure, but that was just the beginning. Those brave enough to actually try calling the number on the flyer reached this automated voicemail.
"I see you somewhere in dreamland."
"This man.
So many of us are having so many crazy dreams these days."
For those who left their dream accounts with the voicemail, they'd receive an automated thank you message. But strangest of all, anyone who contacted the number would begin receiving phone calls in the dead of night that always hung up before they could answer. This would continue for weeks for the unlucky recipients of the calls. Baffled, online sleuths were quick to trace the phone number and found that it previously belonged to the Sophie Scholl-Schule, a German language summer camp that was operating in the Portland area. But the question is, why would a summer camp want to collect people's dreams like this? And why were they bothering people in the dead of night? While the school's director at the time denied any involvement with the bizarre posters, claiming they no longer used the number in question. All was quiet on the Reddit front until 2019, when more posts popped up with pictures of similar flyers. Almost 5 years on from Marcus Shallow's original post, this flyer was found in Utah, but there were some differences. This flyer claimed to be from the Happy Valley Dream Survey, and the telephone number was different from the original. After yet another dialing deep dive, sleuths found that the number traced back to Las Vegas, Nevada, and calling the number resulted in yet another eerie but much shorter voicemail recording. As the mystery continued, some Redditors that had called the number claimed that they'd started receiving strange text messages. The mind-boggling messages signaled a countdown to September 5th, 2020, only for nothing to happen when the date actually arrived. As that date came and went, much like the original case back in 2015, the Dream Survey saga faded into obscurity, with nobody ever being able to draw any conclusions as to what was really going on. From questionable dreams to an undeniable nightmare, you might like to think there isn't anywhere safer than your own home. Well, you might want to think again. After a fun night out with friends, Miami resident Laura Lucas returned home and swiftly fell asleep on her couch. Little did Laura know that she wouldn't be sleeping alone. As Laura slept, her CCTV caught a mysterious figure appearing from the shadows and making themselves at home, walking right past the sleeping homeowner. Looting the place, this brazen bandit took cash and jewelry, as well as swiping the keys to Laura's Audi for good measure. All of this before making off in the car without the homeowner so much as stirring from her slumber. Meanwhile, Laura's dog Cooper failed his guard duties, instead seeming stoked to find a new friend to play with. Despite ample CCTV evidence, Laura still has absolutely no idea who this burglar could have been, and with no resolution shared publicly since, it seems neither do the cops. If you ask me, I think it was an inside job. I'm looking at you, Cooper. At the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia, lies an unsolved mystery that's simply begging to be solved. In the grounds of the complex is a mysterious sculpture that goes by the name of Kryptos, created by artist Jim Sanborn. Unveiled on November 3, 1990, the main component of Kryptos consists of a wavy copper screen covered with 1,800 characters that contains secret encrypted messages. Despite the fact that many of the world's sharpest minds walked past this mystery on their way to work, no one could initially make heads or tails of what it was supposed to mean. 8 years after Kryptos' unveiling, CIA analyst David Stein cracked three of the sculpture's four coded messages with just a pencil and paper after spending around 400 hours working on his solution. A year later, California computer scientist Jim Gillagy announced that he had also cracked the same three sections using a computer and got the same answer as David. The first section's message was revealed to be as follows: "Between subtle shading and the absence of light lies the nuance of illusion." Pretty dark and mysterious, right? The second and third passages were much longer and more cryptic in their meaning, though their messages remained focused on the themes of secrecy, discovery, and the gathering of intelligence, with the third passage in particular being an account of the opening of Tutankhamun's tomb. Despite the amazing stroke of cryptographic genius required to crack the first three sections, the fourth and final section of Kryptos remains unsolved as of 2021. Numerous code experts out there have tried and failed to crack Jim Sanborn's mystery using the most extensive index of code cracking methods known to man. People have tried using Morse code, typing the letters into a World War II Enigma machine, and some have even studied the placement of rocks and other elements in the courtyard where the sculpture stands for potential mathematical clues. But no dice. There's a whole Kryptos community with thousands of members made up of professional codebreakers, students, and regular folk with a passion for ciphers, all diddling away to find the answers to the final passage. About once a year, members of the Kryptos community come together to do everything possible to squeeze a clue out of Jim while he dodges their questions. Thankfully for Jim, he's got a pretty good poker face and has no intention of revealing too much, although he has said that the answer to Kryptos is locked away somewhere in a safe deposit box. The final section contains 97 characters, which Jim has provided some clues as to how to decipher. In November 2010, he revealed that the 64th to 69th letters in the passage become Berlin after decryption. Then, in November 2014, Jim told a reporter at the New York Times that the 70th to 74th letters in the passage deciphered a spell clock. And in 2020, he divulged that the letters in positions 22 to 34 decrypt to east-northeast, But even though those clues have still been unable to spark a solution, Jim remains tight-lipped. Those of you who caught the previous episode in this series might remember when we talked about the perilous potato phantom of Jackson, Mississippi. Well, this time we're heading across the pond for a truly bean-boozling case of mealtime madness that falls into a similar category. The quiet village of Wanersh in Surrey, England is home to just 3,400 residents, one of which has an affinity for pranks of a pretty unusual nature. While most pranksters opt for eggs as their food weapon of choice, another British breakfast regular was on the menu in this case. In August 2021, villagers were terrorized with baked beans poured through their letterboxes, onto their doorstep, and smeared all over their cars. The horror! As neighbor turned on neighbor, villagers suspiciously eyed each other's grocery store carts, scouring for any suspicious bean activity. Local police stepped in and posted the sauciest crime scene photos I've ever seen on their Facebook page. A pileup of discarded cans alongside a gray car with sauce dribbling down the driver's side window, leaving a gruesome orange smudge. In hindsight, perhaps this all could have been hashed out over a village-wide brunch, but since no one has come forward to spill the beans on this case, it looks like this unsolved mystery will have to be shelved until further notice. The town of Kirkby in Ashfield in Nottinghamshire, England, was once the sort of place where nothing much ever happened. However, that all changed in a truly bizarre manner on Sunday, July 13, 1980. On that summer day, the Hollinwell Show, an annual event held at the Hollinwell Show ground near Kirkby in Ashfield, was underway. As part of the event, there was going to be a junior marching band competition with around 500 children from 11 different marching bands. When the morning of the event arrived, children traveled in from up to 40 miles away just to be in the showcase. As they arrived, some of the children began complaining that they were tired and uncomfortable, which their responsible adults understandably attributed to their long journey and nervousness about performing. However, at around 10:30 a.m., band members began to collapse, and bizarrely, it seemed as though the fainting was contagious. Child after child fell like dominoes all over the Hollinwell showground, with witnesses claiming that children were catching their friends as they fell, only to tumble down with them moments later. Symptoms of the collapsing kiddies included streaming eyes, sore throats, dizziness, numbness, nausea, as well as a lingering metallic taste in the mouth. One victim, Susan Rook, who was 13 at the time of the incident, claimed that her arms and legs felt as though her bones had disappeared, turning them to jelly. By the end, it's estimated that there were around 300 victims of this fainting mania, mostly children, though 15 adults and 2 babies also quite literally fell victim to it. 259 people ended up being taken to the nearest hospitals. Despite 9 children being kept in overnight for observation, to the town's relief, everyone who had been affected that day returned to their normal selves pretty quickly. Now that everyone was well again, attention turned to what exactly had happened on the Hollinwell field that Sunday morning. The first theory to take shape was that the children had fallen victim to some form of food poisoning from ice cream or water contamination. Soon, though, another theory took shape, that an invisible gas cloud descended on the event, created by pesticides which had been sprayed nearby. After an investigation by the Asheville District Council into this claim, it was found that a pesticide called Tritomorph was indeed recently sprayed on fields in the immediate area. In 2000, the British government actually banned the use of Tritomorph after it was found to be moderately harmful to humans. Incidentally, one of the side effects from exposure to Tritomorph is inflammation of the eye, which would explain the streaming eyes of the children in Hollinwell. Fitting as this seems, it was never officially determined to be the cause of the curious incident. But another theory is that this was a case of mass hysteria. This idea was first put forward just one day after the outbreak by Dr. John Nicholson, a spokesman for the British Psychological Society. He posed that the widespread anxiety of performing may have culminated in a psychological effect that was passed from child to child as they psychologically mirrored the behavior of their peers. But then what about the babies and adults who also fainted? Altogether, too little is known about the rare phenomenon of mass hysteria to say that that was the case for certain. So as the decades pass, it seems the beat of this marching band mystery marches on into darkness.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
While it might be known as the City of Angels, I don't think air traffic control quite anticipated the call about a flying humanoid they received from pilots over Los Angeles on August 30th, 2020.
Tower, American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
Skyway 3962, we just saw the guy pass by us.
JetBlue 23, use caution. Person in a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
JetBlue 23, we're heard and we're definitely looking.
Only in LA.
Stranger still, similar sightings of a Los Angeles-based jetpack riding menace were reported in October 2020 by an aircraft crew, this time at 6,000 feet, and again by a Boeing 647 pilot who saw one 5,000 feet about LA in July 2021. This time, they even got a picture. While the sights are bizarre on their own, they're also pretty head-scratching. Not only because jetpacks aren't exactly common, but also because, as LA-based company Jetpack Aviation claims, there aren't many jetpacks with enough fuel capacity to fly a rider to 3,000 feet and land safely back on the ground. The most likely theory behind these odd incidents is that these jetpacking freestylers weren't actually alive. And no, I don't mean the riders had just chosen an unconventional funeral method. In November 2021, an LA police helicopter captured another odd sight. This UFO wasn't a jetpack, but a balloon effigy of Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas. The balloon does look a little like a man cruising in a jetpack from afar, so cases of mistaken balloon identity may have been responsible for the previous jetpack sightings too. However, with no way of confirming the truth, I guess we'll just have to wait and see if the mystery jetpack cruiser of Los Angeles returns, and if he does, see what happens if we try to pop him. Can you imagine how scary it'd be if you found yourself being relentlessly pursued by a helicopter for no apparent reason? Well, on May 7, 1994, it's reported that a black helicopter pursued a young teenage boy for 45 minutes on the outskirts of Harahan, Louisiana. Unable to run any further, the boy claimed that the men inside the helicopter descended from the aircraft and pointed guns at him before abruptly reboarding and flying away. A week later, a group of people traveling in a car in Washington had a similar experience when they too were pursued by a black helicopter. Unable to escape, the travelers witnessed armed men in dark uniforms coming down a rope ladder before inexplicably retreating, much to the confusion of those in the car. Now, without being able to back up the claims of the witnesses in these cases, it might seem easy to dismiss these stories, but the presence of mysterious black helicopters has been reported a surprising number of times across the USA. While large groups of unmarked copters in urban areas are often part of military exercises, it's not out of the question that private chopper owners with a sadistic streak could take it upon themselves to terrorize unwitting civilians in less built-up areas. Some more creative minds online even theorize that the appearance of black helicopters is a sign of a covert military takeover, while others suggest they're a signal of UFO activity, and that they're either trying to monitor the UFOs or distract people from seeing them. Old Mother Nature certainly likes to keep us on our toes, bringing bright sunshine one minute and thunderstorms the next. In Oakville, Washington, clouds fill the sky on a pretty regular basis, bringing rain some 157 days out of every year. So when it began drizzling in the early hours of August 7, 1994, nobody batted an eye. The downpour began at around 3 a.m., the same time that local police officer David Lacey was out driving a routine patrol with a fellow officer. Accustomed to Oakville's drizzly disposition, David flicked his finger to start the windshield wipers, but he quickly realized that this wasn't an ordinary rainstorm. As the wipers got to work, the rain began smearing greasily all over the window, to the point where Officer Lacey couldn't see the road in front of him. Hastily pulling into a nearby gas station, David and his colleague got out to inspect the substance that had drenched the car. Examining the sludge that masked the windscreen, David found that it was mushy, almost like jello, and it slopped between the officer's fingers. He realized the downpour had deposited countless gelatinous translucent blobs all over the place, each one just about half the size of a grain of rice. Over the course of 3 weeks, the odd blobs fell a further 5 times, with even stranger results. After another globular downpour, one local resident, Sunny Barclift, found her elderly mother, Dottie, lying on the floor suffering from dizziness and nausea. It was so severe that Dottie spent 4 days in hospital while doctors tried to figure out what was wrong. And she wasn't the only one. People all over Oakville began getting struck down by a strange flu that lasted for 2 or 3 months. Bafflingly, it appeared the symptoms came on soon after someone touched or handled the strange jelly rain. While visiting her mother at McCleary Hospital, Sunny brought along a sample of the jelly substance and asked if the doctors could test it. After conducting a microscope examination, the doctor reported that there were white blood cells present in the jelly. Determined to find out more, Sunny sent samples to the Washington State Department of Health, who found that these substances contained a type of bacteria that typically live in the human digestive system. The findings led to suggestions that the blobs were fluid waste that had leaked from an airplane toilet. However, this theory was rebuffed by Federal Aviation Administration, who pointed out that all commercial plane toilet fluid is dyed blue from the liquid disinfectant inside an airplane septic tank. While the airplane waste theory quickly went down the drain, some people believed that the remote town was selected for a military experiment to test a new biological weapon. Though, of course, no real evidence was offered up to support this. A slightly more grounded spin on this idea, meanwhile, proposed that military bombing tests in the relatively nearby Pacific Ocean blew a school of jellyfish to smithereens so thoroughly it caused their remains to merge with a passing rain cloud headed for Oakville. While the military confirmed that they were conducting bombing runs over the Pacific Ocean in August 1994, they denied any involvement with the mysterious substance. Another theory suggests the Oakville blobs are an example of a phenomenon known as star jelly. The star jelly phenomenon has been observed throughout history and describes the sudden, seemingly inexplicable appearance of a range of mysterious gelatinous substances. While these substances have been attributed to paranormal causes in folklore, they're often in reality caused by frog spawn masses or byproducts produced by certain strains of bacteria. That being said, it still doesn't quite explain how the Oakville blob seemingly fell from the heavens all over Officer Lacey's windscreen, nor why they appeared to make locals ill. And if the town doctor's microscope findings were as accurate as he supposed, why were there human white blood cells in the jelly? Had he mixed up his microscope slides, or was there something stranger going on? Well, all in, despite the multitude of possible explanations, no one theory has ever been proven correct to explain the Oakville blobs. And with no known samples remaining, we'll just have to spend our rainy days pondering over this unsolved mystery that fell from the sky. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.